Welcome to the Red Conrad's Bonus Podcast. I'm your host, Red Conrad of RedConrad.com. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming a monthly subscriber by clicking on the link or the button in the description of this podcast. All donations will keep this podcast up and running, as well as go towards our wellness fund, which you can read more about at RedConrad.com. Or you can alternatively go to paypal.me/revdred and leave a donation in any amount there as well. Now on to the show. How you doing? First of all, I want to wish you all a very happy and healthy new year. I want to offer you to join our community at community.redconrad.com for support in achieving your New Year's resolution. If you've read the latest blog post, Happy New Year, what's your resolution? You'd see that it's been suggested that roughly only 10% of New Year's resolutions are actually followed through and are successful. The vast majority of them fail because many people either have unrealistic expectations, unrealistic resolutions, or they just don't stick to it. They don't have a proper support network. So I want to offer you my help, my team's help, and support in coming up with a plan to achieve your resolution, a realistic time frame, and offer our support. And the resolution doesn't need to be anything big. Like, don't do anything drastic. Like, if you're only, for argument's sake, let's say you're only earning minimum wage right now. Let's not make an unrealistic income resolution that, you want to jump to $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year. Not that it can happen, but it's not going to happen where you're currently working, and it's not going to happen unless you take some really high risks and work towards towards that goal. Make it something realistic. In the article, I used the fact of cigarette smoking as a perfect example. You want to quit smoking. Some people do this every year. They said at the beginning of the year they're going to quit smoking, and they try to go cold turkey. It doesn't last that long. They're still smoking. A month or so later, they might try again, whether it be cold turkey or through the nicotine gum or nicotine patches. It doesn't work. They're still smoking. And they feel that they failed. No. What you do is, say you smoke a pack a day. It's 20 cigarettes a day, right? Make the first goal to jump down to 15. Whether you give yourself a week to come down to 15 or 2 weeks to come down to 15. And then once you reach 15 a day, and you're there for at least a couple days, that's at 15 a day, and then try to lessen it down to 10, then 5, 3, 1, nothing. And before you know it, you quit. It might take you a few months to get there, but you'll quit. You've now just achieved your resolution. Same thing applies when people decide that they want to lose weight or get fit. Right now, a lot of people will run out to the gym, get your memberships, and by February, March, all of a sudden, because they're not losing as much weight as they wanted to, or they're not as fit as they wanted to, or maybe they just haven't been able to schedule in the gym time as often as I'd like to, they stop going to the gym. Now those gym memberships are worth nothing. They're either paying them but they're not going. They try to get the membership to somebody else, or they cancel the membership altogether. The problem is, say you have a goal of you want to lose 50 pounds. You're not going to lose 50 pounds in a month or two, all right? It's going to take time. You got to set goals. You got to understand that getting fit or losing weight is a lifestyle. You got to stop eating so much fast food. You got to start changing your diet over from conventional to non-GMO and organic foods. You got to be careful what you eat. You got to take proper supplementation. And depending on the supplements that you need, really depends on how healthy you are or aren't. Do you have diabetes? Do you have arthritis? Are you on medications for anything? You know, all these things play into the kind of supplementation you'd want to take as part of your diet. It's a lifestyle change, all right? And it's not gonna, and you're not gonna get those immediate 50-pound results overnight. So you want to set a goal for yourself as you're changing your diet and as you're changing your lifestyle, you're scheduling in time to go to the gym or exercise at your house, whatever you're more comfortable with. Set smaller goals along the way. Like say you're gonna give yourself 6 months to lose the 50 pounds, right? So set a goal for the first month, maybe 5 pounds. And the next month you lose another 10-15 pounds. And so on until you finally reach that goal. And the more you switch over your lifestyle into a healthier lifestyle, the easier it'll be to achieve that goal. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to join the gym today, and by tomorrow you've met your goal. And that's what you need to understand. You need to understand that it's not going to happen if you don't set smaller goals in between. Like I just said with getting fit and losing weight, or cigarette smoking. You got to set, okay, this is the big goal is either to quit smoking, or the big goal is to lose 50 pounds, or the big goal is to get fit. Maybe you're a skinny guy like me and you're trying to bulk up, right? So you got the goal of what you want to get to eventually, but you got to have smaller goals, steps along the way. So now you have trackable success you can keep track of. You can feel good about yourself as you get to each point. And it'll also help you stay on track, because now you're recognizing yourself at each step along the way. And so now you're going to be less likely to give up, less likely to fail at your resolution. And before you know it, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be like, holy shit, I've actually hit my goal. Whether you're no longer smoking, or you're bulked up, or you lost the weight, or whatever it is your goal is, because you got those steps along the way. And you allowed yourself to take the time that your body needed to get there. And everybody's body's different, and all of us are dealing with different ailments or illnesses along the way, which does complicate matters. You know, none of us are 100% healthy. We all have issues, whether they're noticeable or hidden. So you really gotta set goals, a goal that's realistic for you and your life. And then you got to set realistic steps along the way to keep you on track. And like I said, if you go to community.redconrad.com and join us there, or even if you email me at redconrad.com, we'll help you put together a plan of action for your resolution. We'll help you come up with the steps to get there, and we'll help you achieve your goal. We'll help you make this year the year of you, the year that the new you finally breaks free. Whether that goal is to be healthier, that goal is to be more financially stable, whatever your goal is. I'd like for this year, 2019, to have a higher percentage of successful resolutions than the average 10%. All right? And I want to help all of you reach your goals, reach your resolutions, as I'm working on mine. So maybe together as a community, we can crush that 10% average and have a lot more resolutions becoming successful. And now, like I said in the blog post, you don't have to use me or my team or the Red Conrad's Wellness Community for support. You can try to use your friend and family as a support network. But one, do they have the same goals, the same, a similar resolution to you? Are you going to be able to keep each other accountable? If one's ready to give up, or is the other going to be able to keep them going? Like, if you go, if you want to give up, is your friend or family member going to keep you going? Or if they want to give up, are you going to keep them going? Or you're just going to, or are you just going to allow each other to give up? Well, hop on over to community.rickconnor.com, join the community. Let's get a plan of action together. And let's have a happy, healthy new year. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Red Connor's Wellness Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming a monthly subscriber by clicking on the button or the link in the description of this podcast. Your monthly donation will help keep this podcast going, as well as help support the Wellness Fund. You can read more about the Wellness Fund at redconrad.com. Or alternatively, you can leave a donation at paypal.me/REVDRRED. Again, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. I really do hope you enjoyed listening. I will see you next week. God bless.